I feel blessed to be here today to give this talk because we've just been talking about the song that Tom Prosciutto wrote and how it reflected who he was. And that is taking me straight to a quote from this chapter. It's the chapter is Ideas. The book is Ideas of Power by Ernest Holmes. This is the talk that wraps up this book for us, the last chapter. It's called God and Your Personality, and it's about the oneness of God. But here's what Ernest said. We deal with one mind, one spirit, one man, and one universe. But each man is an individualization of all that there is. This is what all great composers, artists, creative people listen to. That is what directs them. That is what's back of all creativity, the original creator in me. Remember this. The universe exists for the delight of God, and you are the delight of God. Why not accept it? Every song that was ever written by the one mind, slightly differentiated in the uniqueness of the individual writer. If we could keep our minds open to that, we would have divine direction. So how wonderful that even before we started, we were talking about that one mind expressing through the songwriters, so many of which are represented here today. We have beautiful songwriters in the room. Felicia and reminds us of TM, who's written hundreds of songs, and Sherry's written fabulous songs, and we each express our own way, our own life, our own light, our own uniqueness. And it's just such a joy to watch each of us doing what it is that's ours to do and feeling what we're drawn to do, what brings us joy, what makes us happy, and expressing it and allowing it to maybe uplift people who are in that place where this isn't the happiest time of year for them, but we can reach out and love them with our work, with our words, with our smiles, with our greetings, with our caring, and bring the love and the heart and the mind of God on the planet in through us, the hands and heart and eyes of God in physical form. That's who we are. That's who we are. And I always take the opportunity with my talks to look at what comes to me, what people send to me, what I see on Facebook, what I hear in passing. And I look for it specifically. And the very first thing I added to my talk notes for this week was a quote from Stephen Charleston, who I had never heard of. I had to look him up. He's an Episcopal bishop. And he said, "Peace to your heart today. Peace to your spirit. Peace into the center of you, into the deep pools of your mind. Peace to your soul, deeper still, until you feel the burdens of worry fall like autumn leaves, until you breathe the cool air of a different day, stretching out in your body, untying the knots of care, opening the closed windows of older ideas, at peace once more, ready now to begin, to do what you want to do, with peace in your heart, peace in your spirit. Strength is not making yourself keep walking. It is letting yourself learn to fly. That felt so expansive to me. And that was so on target with what Ernest said in this chapter. He's so inspiring. I love this book so much. And here are some of the other things he said. Every man, woman, and child has a direct inlet to God. Every man, woman, and child is God as that man, woman, or child, as that being, as that beast, as that tree, as that star, as that mountain. It is all God. And that energy, he said, we are in the arms of a tenderness. We are in the atmosphere of a sweetness. We are in the presence of a light far beyond our dreaming. And in that light, there is no darkness. And as we take time to practice this presence, feel the depth of this peace, see the magnificence of this light and this life in each other, something wakens within us, and it's in turn within those we meet. And gradually we are lifted from the lower rung of our own elevation on this earth, our own evolution, and we shall live here and now in the kingdom of God. Let's just take a deep breath. And that deep breath brings me to something else that came to me. My friend Anne Marie Parsons McNamara, another Anne Marie, posted yesterday the video from YouTube of a near-death experience by Ingrid Hunkhalla. And she drowned as a three-year-old and had a remarkable near-death experience of moving into that expansive light. And she didn't want to come back, and she was really angry that her mother found her and brought her back from drowning. Her mother knew how to do CPR on a three-year-old and brought her back. And she said she grew up angry because she wanted to go back home. She didn't want to be here. And she really resented the fact that she had to come back. And she had a good life. She succeeded with her work. She was a marine biologist after near drowning. That's interesting that she chose that. But she wasn't connected to anything. She felt really still angry and wanting to go home. But she got a really good therapist, and suddenly in her 30s, she had a transformational experience while she was driving her car. Thank goodness she was safe. But she said, I felt the presence of the divine absolutely everywhere. I was immersed completely in that state of absolute love, embraced in the presence of divinity. That sense of expansive state of being came back. And she said, I think the way to go back home is to learn to quiet the mind, to go back to the place. How can you give yourself space to be quiet? We have to learn to meditate in this world that is moving fast, but there is always a little room. I say to people, what do you do when you're heating the water for your coffee? And they say, oh, nothing, checking my phone. And she said, what about a conscious breath? Go back to give yourself that gift. A conscious breath is candy for the soul. Like a rain of hormones of well-being. just she went on to say, we become distracted and we forget that we are light. We are consciousness. That's the human experience, a journey of remembrance. Wisdom comes from that place of silence. Go back to that silence that you know. What do? You center, you quiet your mind. That's what we call meditation. So we know that within us that knows. And I had a really big gift in my life that for many years I saw visions when I went into meditation. And one that I talk about most often was called the monolith. And it came from a workshop that I was leading. But that workshop in the Foundational Science of Mind class used the same meditations over and over again. And I taught that class a lot of times. So I learned that I wanted to always give someone else this particular meditation to read because it always took me someplace really interesting that I learned from. And the instruction was that you're going to go into a room and there's a sculpture made by a famous sculptor that represents you, that will tell you who you are. And when I walked in the room, there was this huge monolith, granite monolith, and the energy coming out off it was horrible. It was chaotic and I wanted to run away, but I trusted the meditation and I waited for the instruction that said, become the statue. And I turned and fell into a deep well of peace. And I could feel the energy shift. The absolute chaos was replaced by the deepest feeling of calm I have ever experienced. I felt fully surrounded by love and silence resting in the center. I felt fully surrounded by love and silence. In fact, I felt like I was love, peace, and calm. It was like being in the eye of a hurricane. I experienced a serene, completely tranquil moment in eternity, and I began to understand the statue. I was experiencing the I am at the center of my being. Each line on every facet was a life. One of those lives was Connie Chandler. But the I am that I am was the center. The I am that I am is the I am that everybody is. That everybody is. We are all that same center of love and light and peace. We are that. The energy of that vision that I saw in 1996, so many years ago, has stuck with me. And when I pray, I often talk about taking a deep breath and moving into that deep well of peace. And when I say that in my prayers, I try to get to that feeling of utter serenity and calm and silence and breathe deeply into that space of love that exists at the heart, my heart, your heart, every heart. And Ernest said, where's the page of Ernest? Here's Ernest's page. Ernest said, he quoted Jesus and said, Jesus claimed that if we could see into the center of things, we should see God. The center of things, the center of us. We are looking to see the center of us. I am that. I am. And as we finish up with this remarkable book, Ideas of Power by Ernest Holmes, I just wanted to end with something from Ernest that expresses to me what this book is. And it's a quote that I've used many times. I've done meditations around it. And Ernest said, we should try to stretch the mind. And this was his suggestion of the words that stretch the mind. So I offer you the opportunity to just close your eyes and listen to Ernest here. He said, that life, there is one life. That life is God. That life is my life now. I am that which thou art. Thou art that which I am. I am one with all the beauty of life. I am one with the strength of the wind and the wave, the glory of the sunset, the beauty of the sunrise. I am one with the song of the birds. I am one with the mother holding her child. I am one with the babe drinking from the fountain of life. I am that which thou art, eternal spirit, forever blessed. Thou art that which I am, perfect presence, divine, expanding within me. I am one with the vast throng in the busy street, one with the silence and solitude of nature, and the strength of the mountain and the peace of the desert. I am one with the lover, one with the beloved. All are encompassed within me. For now what we are doing is identifying ourselves with the eternal living presence, which was within which all things are. We are one with that. That is what we are. Eternal presence, forever blessed, eternal peace within me. Now may the light of the eternal God be with us. May that light go before us, surround us, and penetrate us. May the love of God and of each other encompass and enfold us. And eternal peace abide with us forevermore. Taking another slow, deep breath. The candy of the soul. I say, and so it is.